Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Soul a message he wants me to know. His spirit all divine fills this simple soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. Hey, brought salvation and made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. He makes me laugh and he makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, sometimes, though the way is dreary, dark, and cold, and some unburdened sorrow keeps me from the goal, I go to God in prayer. I can always find him there. He whispers sweet peace to my soul. Said I wouldn't tell to a living soul. I brought salvation and he made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. Makes me laugh and makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, he walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely to bring a better day. My life was lost in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed all my sins away. Said I wouldn't tell to a living soul. Hey, brought salvation and he made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. He makes me laugh and he makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, when God dips his love in my heart.
This is a sermon we preach, sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. Wasn't it Jesus that came and ran to our side and ran to our aid when we needed salvation? And Christ came to this world to do a task, to fulfill a task. He went to die for our sins. He did something that you and I couldn't do for ourselves. And Jesus went to the cross and he died, but he also is fulfilling something else. As the bridegroom, I'm telling you what he's doing right now. He's running before us. If you back up a few chapters in John chapter number 14 and verse number 1, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, he's talking about himself, amen. Jesus Christ, amen. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So the bridegroom has left us for a little while. You say, why did he have to leave? He had to go prepare a place for us. He was preparing a dwelling place for you and for me. You said, preacher, why is it taking so long? Because we're going to live there for eternity. He's going to prepare a place for you. He sends the Holy Spirit to do for all of us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Yet according to 1 John 2 and 1, in a sense, Jesus is still our comforter. He's still the one that runs to our aid. So the Holy Spirit's not exactly a substitute, but an additional aid to run to our side. I feel like this, whenever I need something, I'm helped from every corner. I entitled this message, The Sweet Presence of the Holy Ghost. But can I tell you, they're all three in one. I've got a holy God who's my creator, amen, who spoke it all into existence. I've got his son who is my redeemer. He was the sacrifice for my sins. He stood before God Almighty and said, hold on a minute. I've got the blood and he's one of mine because of I asked him to be my savior. I tell you that I've got Jesus in my corner. I've got God the creator in my corner, but I've also got the help of the Holy Ghost in my corner tonight. Surrounded on every side by the sweet aid of the Holy Ghost. I find it interesting that the word comforter was also used for legal aid or counsel for the defense. Know how that we see that the Holy Spirit is just that. Jesus is our aid at the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Spirit is our aid while here on earth. And Jesus is in a position of advocate in heaven, while the Holy Spirit is a conditional advocate on earth. He's helping us through our needs. And I want to show you tonight, we've seen and looked briefly at the announcement of the Comforter. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but Jesus is following the same principles in the same way that he was introduced to the world. John the Baptist came as the announcer. Amen. Y'all remember that? And John said, behold the Lamb of God who cometh to take away the sins of the world. Do you know what happened next to John? John went away. But then, hey, amen, thank God, here is Jesus. Amen. Who's he doing? I'm telling you, God was working through John the Baptist. The message was coming through John the Baptist. But then all of a sudden, John the Baptist had to step off scene. Amen. And John the Baptist went to heaven. But then we see, amen, the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus Christ is saying to these disciples, I'm going away. I'm going home. Amen. I'm going back to the place. And I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I'm through, I'll come again. But he said, you're not going to be alone. I'm sending one with a message. The Holy Ghost is going to be your comforter. Hallelujah. That'll preach anywhere. Amen. On any day of the week. Jesus is a positions advocate in heaven while the Holy Spirit is a conditional advocate on earth. Let's look now at the arrival. Not just the announcement, but the arrival of the comforter. Look at verse number 7. Notice that the text gives some parameters here. There's some conditions that's got to be met. In other words, before this comforter can come. These conditions were, I'm sure for, when it came to the disciples, I'm sure that when they heard these conditions, they didn't like them. As I wouldn't like them. I'm going to tell you something here. If I was to look at you tonight, y'all are my friends, and if you used to tell me, well, preacher, I'm going to have to go away, and you know, after I'm going to go away for a while, and I'm not going to see you for a long, it would hurt me, amen. It would discourage me. I wouldn't like it, amen. I want to be around my friends. I want my friends to stay around me, amen. And so I see this, number one. The number one parameter was this. Look at verse 7. He says, for if I go not away, if I don't leave, the Comforter will not come. One preacher said, if Jesus were in Jerusalem tonight and he was to catch an airplane the next morning and fly out with great intention of seeing the Lord, he said, once the announcement had been made, he said, how much time would I really get to spend with the Savior? He said, by the time that I fly across the waters, by the time I fly across the land, he said, and I land there in Jerusalem, he said, millions of people are already going to be gathered around the Savior. He said, would I ever get to spend a little bit of time with Jesus? Would I touch his face? Would I touch his nail-scarred hands? Would I be able to kiss his feet? He said, probably not, because of all the millions that stand before me. Jesus told his disciples, he said, if I don't go away, he said, the Comforter will not come. However, tonight, because, amen, we don't have to take an airplane. We don't have to go to Jerusalem tonight. Thank God, because we've got the sweet help, the helper of helpers, amen, the sweet Holy Ghost. He is residing tonight in Hooper Street, North Carolina, in each and every one of us. We don't have to worry about those things. I can have the presence and the attributes of the Lord and the Holy Spirit all together tonight right where I sit. Don't ever take for granted the Holy Ghost. The sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Hey, listen, when I leave here tonight, I get to take him home with me, amen. When I get up to go to work in the morning, Jesus goes with me because of the Holy Ghost. He said, it is expedient that I go. I've got to go away. If I don't go away, you're going to miss the blessing. You're going to miss something great, someone great. It's expedient that I go. Oh, I'm talking about tonight, the arrival. We're speaking tonight about the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. But I want you to notice verse number 8, the assignments of the Comforter. Verse number 8 says, and when he's come, he will what? He will reprove the world of sin. I want to ask you something tonight. You never would have known that you were a sinner had it not been for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that demonstrated. The Holy Ghost is the one that pointed. The Holy Ghost is the one that taught you that you're a sinner. That's his job. That's his responsibility. He is to reprove the world of sin. Not only that, but of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I like what H.A. Ironside said here. He said that that word reprove is sometimes translated convince. It sometimes is also used for convict. The Spirit of God in this world and working through the servants of God in this scene and his special mission is to convict and to convince and to prove man three great facts: sin, righteousness, and judgment. Can I tell you what I believe tonight? I believe that the Holy Ghost of God has been offended while in churches. The Holy Spirit of God has been mocked. The Holy Spirit of God has been grieved. The Holy Spirit of God, as if we can do church without him. We don't need his help. We'd rather do it our way. We've got our program. We've got our form. And so therefore, nobody cares anything about the presence of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to just talk about it in my speech. I want to have him present in our meetings. We got to have him present. The reason why you came here, I hope, is not to hear me preach because I know who I am. But I pray tonight the reason why you came was to hear about the one who sent me, amen. The one who called me. The one who died for me. I hope that's why you came tonight, amen. And this, the Holy Spirit, listen, that word meaning this, to reprove, meaning to convict. I don't know if you ever remember, but whenever the Holy Ghost convicted me of my sin, I can remember emotionally how it felt. But had I not had that, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I was hearing enough to know that I was lost and undone without God. But there was a night that I was going to be born. And the Holy Spirit, amen, if you remember how that Mary came into this world, Jesus was conceived of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now I'm going to tell you something. What you can say this, man, that night, amen, as the Holy Ghost came alongside of Mary, amen, and formed a great miracle there inside of Mary. Can I tell you, I'm thankful tonight that, listen, that same thing took place in me the night that I got saved with the grace of God. You say, how do you know that, preacher? I got born again, amen. You can't get born again without there being some times where the Holy Spirit has come by and wooed on you and drew your heart, amen. And there has to be a response to that. And when that response takes place, a birth happens. You get gloriously born again with the grace of God. How many knows what that feels like, amen? Praise God. You'd have never got saved without the Holy Ghost. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.